USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democrats and Republicans are working in a conference committee to try to keep the government running past February 15th, or we'd face another partial government shutdown. Lawmakers are also working on an immigration agreement. Now, if that deal cannot be reached by Friday, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News, folks are prepared to work through the weekend.
What I'm hearing from members of that conference committee, Republicans, Democrats, House, Senate, that on a, whether it's the member-to-member level, the staff level, they're going to be working through the weekend to try to have a deal done. If it's not done before the weekend, to have it done after the weekend to avoid a shutdown.
Wells Fargo customers nationwide were unable to use their debit cards or online mobile banking Thursday after the company said it experienced system issues that had resulted in outages. It's unclear how many folks were affected, but Wells Fargo is the fourth largest bank in America. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
The father of a man accused of holding a 13-year-old Wisconsin girl captive for nearly 3 months after killing her parents is asking people to pray for the girl's healing. Patrick Patterson spoke for the first time to ABC's Good Morning America.
I would like to humbly ask people to pray for a complete healing of Jamie's heart, mind, and soul. Her hearts are broken for their family. I'm very sorry for everything that has happened.
Jake Patterson appeared in a Wisconsin court on Wednesday to waive his right for a preliminary trial. He will be in court again next month. Parts of the Midwest are expected to receive more snow as a slow-moving Arctic front will make its way through. South Dakota through Minnesota to Michigan's Upper Peninsula could all see another 6 inches of snow. Meanwhile, western Michigan and Wisconsin are dealing with ice in Detroit. 350 schools were closed due to that ice storm. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
A hearing on Thursday is looking into the Trump administration's migrant family separation policy at the border. The administration's zero-tolerance policy was announced by the Department of Justice in April of 2018, and thousands of children were separated from their parents or legal guardians who entered the U.S. illegally because adults were referred to DHS for prosecution. Kentucky Republican Congressman Brett Guthrie shares his thoughts on the program.
I support strong enforcement of our nation's borders, but I do not support separating children from their parents.
A long-running ABC sitcom has been renewed for its 11th and final season. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
During its run, Modern Family has been among the most nominated comedy series, winning a total of 22 Emmys, including 5 straight years for Outstanding Comedy Series between 2010 and 2014.
Which only teaches her that every time she cries, her daddy will come in and cuddle her and put on her favorite. What are we watching?
Brian De Palma's controversial masterpiece, Scarface.
For the baby?
She happens to like it. I don't know if it's the colors or the sounds. Oh, here comes the nightclub massacre. She loves it.
Modern Family concluding 1 year after another long-running TV sitcom is coming to an end as The Big Bang Theory is wrapping up after 12 seasons on CBS in May.
For more, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.